Today at Kwadinam, the 2nd of May, and here we are. We had a three-day retreat, again reflecting on the past and planning the future. It was a wonderful retreat. We have a question from Australia, Prashant Shamuga. Greetings, Prashant. Your question is, in a Saivite Hindu shrine, what photos, icons of the gods are we supposed to keep? Are we supposed to keep photos of dead relatives in the shrine room? Each division of Hinduism, each denomination, has a different way of setting up a shrine room. The Smarta Sampradaya, for instance, under the Shankaracharyas, you look at their altar, and they have as many gods and goddesses as they have space on the wall to put them. Our Shaivite shrine is very simple. We have Ganesha on the left, facing the shrine, Lord Murga on the right, and Lord Shiva Nataraja in the middle with a Shiva Lingam. That's it. That is the shrine. Now, this is based upon the traditional Shiva temple, where Shiva's in the middle. And Ganesha's on the left side facing the shrine, and Murga's on the right. And you can make those deities as beautiful as possible. Gold plate them. That is really a wonderful way to do. As far as keeping photos of relatives in the shrine room, they can be on the back wall, looking at the shrine, especially if you want them to reincarnate within your own family. If you don't like them all that much and you don't want them reincarnate within your family, I would put that picture in the drawer and let them be on their way in their karmas. Many parents and grandparents in Hindu homes beat their kids without mercy out of anger, so you wouldn't want their pictures hanging on the wall or have them come back into the family, because they've created so much bad karma for themselves. And they're going to be beaten in their next life without mercy. You can count on it. Why? They put the process into motion themselves.